This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. CU Boulder professor Bernard Amade has spent much of his career using engineering as a tool for diplomacy. And now the State Department has asked him to become a diplomat of sorts. He's one of only three new science envoys. I asked him what that entails.
Well, my work will be to develop connections and bridges between the U.S. scientific community and scientific communities in various countries in the world.
Why do we need those bridges, or why don't they exist already?
They do exist. In fact, I was told that during the Cold War, there were strong meetings between Russian scientists and American scientists, and that went on for the entire time of the Cold War. I think that scientists and engineers have, when we put them in the same room, it's like when you put a bunch of nerds into the same room. They get really excited about certain things, and then something magic happens, and it transcends essentially boundaries. It transcends
economies.
Economies and the political agenda, and there's something really unique there that engineers and scientists have not been called to.
Well, let's get an example of a bridge you'd like to build.
Well, over the past 10 years, I helped contribute to the building of Engineers Without Borders International, which is a network of international groups around the world. And one area that I'm particularly interested in is the Middle East, which obviously is a very hot area today.
Indeed.
It's always been a hot area. So if you flush the toilet in East Jerusalem today, along with 300,000 people, the waste goes raw underground, and then after that becomes a river, literally, that goes from East Jerusalem all the way to the Dead Sea. So it's a river of waste, essentially brown waste, that is about 30, 40 feet wide. And so the community, various communities on the Israeli side contribute to that river. Then it crosses into the West Bank, and Bethlehem, Bet-Zehur, Bet-Shala also contribute additional waste. And all that stuff goes raw, essentially all the way to the Dead Sea, which is kind of hard to visualize in a modern world. Now, the reason there's no wastewater treatment there, it has nothing to do with technology. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the fact that the Israelis don't want to build a wastewater treatment for the Palestinians, and the Palestinians don't want to receive a wastewater treatment from the Israelis. So what those two groups have done, EWB Israel and EWB Palestine, is to get together, small scale, and instead of a big scale kind of infrastructure, is to build small scale wastewater treatment systems along the river, on the Israeli side and on the Palestinian side, and have the farmers essentially work together.
And that way, no one country or no one nation or no one people is building the entire thing for someone else.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a good example where the river, you know, rivers don't have borders.
What a vivid example, and I imagine it's the kind of work you'll continue in this job. We're speaking with the new science envoy from Colorado. That's Bernard Amade from the University of Colorado Boulder. Did the job offer come directly from the Secretary of State?
Well, it came from the Assistant Secretary of State.
Not bad.
Not bad.
And you were asked to do this, or did you seek this out?
No, I was asked.
Can you still teach and hold this position?
Hopefully, because I have to pay the bills at the end of the month, and that does not pay the bills at all.
Is it paid at all?
Well, I was told that my trips are paid, obviously, and I may get a small stipend not to exceed $175 per day. I don't think that you do this kind of work for the money. I think you do it to be of service, I think, to the government, to the science and engineering profession, and also to be of service to various communities around the world. So it's beyond any monetary gain.
How long will you hold this position?
It's a one-year appointment.
Okay. You'll be doing a lot of traveling?
Well, I was told 3 to 4 trips per year, and I will be assigned to one or two countries, essentially. I was told Tunisia, maybe, and Pakistan, for sure.
Let's talk about the needs in Pakistan, for instance.
Well, I was told in the case of Pakistan is bridging across the U.S. scientific community with the Pakistani scientific community. So part of my job is to actually identify potential connections between the two communities.
And I suppose that as an educator who's teaching future engineers, that's something you might have some role in abroad as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think that in many countries, my emphasis over the past 10 years has been in the field of engineering for the developing world. In the case of the developing world, there's the issue, obviously, of reconstructing those communities and reconstructing countries. But it's also creating a workforce. Like I mentioned earlier, it's engineers without borders. But in many countries in the world, it's borders without engineers.
Well, finally, blue sky for us. I mean, let's say that as a special envoy, everything breaks your way. You have all the resources you need. What would you most like to accomplish on the job?
Well, that's a very, very difficult question. I hope that I can help create a new mindset of collaboration. You know, there's that famous quote of Albert Einstein, problems cannot be solved with the same level of thinking that created them. And I think that for me, this blend of soft diplomacy and engineering and science offers a new way to explore this new mindset. What is that new mindset? A mindset based on peace, collaboration, equity, poverty reduction. These are big, big ideas. I may be naive, but hey, one can always dream to make the world a better place. It won't happen just as one person, but I think this, the scientific community and the engineering community have so much potential to make the world a better place.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bernard Amadei is a professor of engineering at CU Boulder. He's also the founder of Engineers Without Borders. Amadei is going to spend the next year as a science envoy for the State Department.